News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, to this story about driving test pass rates at centres right around the country and how widely they vary. Almost two-thirds fail at one Dublin driving test centre, but more than two-thirds pass at a location in Kilkenny. How can it possibly be the case? Green Party TD Mark O'Cahasig got these findings from the RSA. Can you explain it, Mark?
I can't, Jonathan, and I think that's the key piece of information that we need to get to next. Just to take my own patch down in the southeast, like if you take a driver test down in Waterford, currently year to date, there's a 42.8% pass rate. You go up the road to Kilkenny to the Loughlin Gales Testing Centre, and a 68.4% pass rate. And like I have to grudgingly accept that Kilkenny are better than us at hurling, but I don't have to accept that they're somehow fundamentally better drivers when they turn up to a driver testing centre. And so, look, there's either one of two things happening here. Either people are turning up better trained, as in there's better, driver training people around the place, which I kind of don't accept either.
To be fair, that's hard to believe because we've got very good driving instructors right around the country. It can't just be as simple as that.
Exactly, and that I find that difficult to accept because I know the driving instructors in Waterford are doing their job every bit as well as people in Kilkenny. So then are we looking at a situation where some testing centres are a soft touch, where it's easier to get a pass? And when you follow these figures year on year, so these are the 2024 figures that were released to me, but I also got my hands on the 2023 figures, and you could also look back further into the years. And a pattern emerges, Jonathan, and that's worrying because what we have in the driver test is it's a once-off, it's a snapshot, right? So you go in, if you take your driver test and you pass, that's the last time the state has any interest in assessing your driver behaviour. So it's really important that you get it right. Now, in fact, I'd like to see a higher pass rate across the country because I'd like to see people turning up. You know, I actually failed my first driving test. It's a long time ago. But that's because Dad had taught me how to drive, like many other people of my generation. And I was doing things wrong. The second time I turned up, I'd taken the driving lessons and I was driving better. I was driving more correctly. Now, that's the situation that we want happening. Yeah. We want people turning up fully trained, ready to go, ready to behave safely on our roads and to get their driver test. I'd like to see more people getting it on the first time around.
We have calls for more driving tests. I think it's 10 you have to do now before you actually sit the test. But look, when you're looking at the detail here, does anyone ever test the testers? That's the question I would ask right now, because if there is this discrepancy that's out there, I'd love to know, is anyone sitting in the back seat while driving tests are happening and going, oh, he's doing well or she's doing well?
Well, my next step from here, after getting these figures, is to go back to the RSA and to go back to Minister Lawless and say, look, I'm looking at a 25% discrepancy here between some test centres. I fundamentally don't believe that drivers in a particular location are either better or worse. It's like the Leaving Cert. I don't believe that one cohort of children year on year is going to be substantially different from another. And so I want to know why. Because it's a really important point in time. It's a really important snapshot. We need to know that the drivers that will be fully entitled to take their place on the nation's roads are driving correctly. And we need to make sure that there's not some areas that are just a soft touch. I mean, yeah. If I was advising, not that I would be advising in this way, but if you're looking at these figures, you'd be saying to yourself, geez, you'd be better off taking your test in Kilkenny. Both of the Waterford test centres, so Waterford, as I said, 42.8, Dungarvan is 46.9%. It's relatively hard to get your driving licence in Waterford. Whereas you travel up the road to Kilkenny, or you look at some of the figures, ones that jumped out at me, Carrick on Shannon was at 64%, Monaghan was at 66%. And it just shouldn't be the case that there's a huge discrepancy, because we need to have consistency in these tests.
Is the Road Safety Authority that currently has responsibility for this, as well as the NCT, as well as licensing and trying to convince people that they should slow down and not drink and drive? The suggestion is that the RSA should lose some of those functions. Do you agree with that?
Well, I made a submission to the recent review pretty much raising those exact concerns, because there is a fundamental tension in what the RSA is doing. On the one hand, so the likes of the NCT, if your revenue is based on that, then your revenue is based on maximising the number of cars that are on the road. And I think there's a fundamental tension between that and that road safety aspect, which I think should really be to the fore in the RSA. They were recently in before the Public Accounts Committee, of which I'm a member. I was flabbergasted to find that they don't have a road safety engineer on staff in the Road Safety Authority. And
give that to me again. The Road Safety Authority
does not employ a road safety engineer. So I was asking in the context of, you know, when these, let's say cycle lanes, for example, they go into public consultation and they go through a Part 8 process. And my colleague, Deputy Stephen Matthews, had asked the Transport Committee, he'd asked whether the Road Safety Authority, the RSA, ever puts in submissions on bike lanes or safe routes to school or whatever it is that goes through a Part 8 process. And they said, no, we don't do that. So I was asking a follow-up question saying, well, why on earth don't you make submissions to these statutory processes? And they said, well, we don't have a competency in that area. And I'm sorry, the Road Safety Authority doesn't have a competency in this area. Do you have a road safety engineer on staff? To which their answer was no. The Road Safety Authority does not have a road safety engineer on staff. So for me, that part of the Road Safety Authority, that part of their role and their mandate, that's what needs to be beefed up. If we're really serious about driving down the number of people who are losing their lives on the road, the number of people who are involved in life-changing injuries through collisions on the road, then we need a Road Safety Authority that's really focused on road safety and not just through maximising whatever money's coming in through the doors, be it for the NCT, be it for the driver test, whatever it is.
Waterford TD, Mark O'Cossack of the Green Party. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
Jonathan, you got your test first time around?
First time around, yeah. In one of the toughest test centres, according to this, but it was a long time ago now, to be fair.
Yeah, with the arrogance of you, I did my test. I think I hadn't driven the car in about 4 months. I went in fully expecting to get it. Failed absolutely spectacularly. I have to tell you, though, my dad did his test back in the, I don't know, 40s or 50s in the UK. Made an absolute horlicks of it. He said he got everything wrong. He knew the tester from somewhere, though. And at the end, like, he could have knocked him over with a feather. The tester said, well done, you passed. And my dad was like, oh, okay, thanks a million. And then the tester winked at him and said, see you at Mass on Sunday. the Catholic Mafia in the UK got it. Obviously, not a good thing from a road safety point of view.
My dad, God rest him, bought his. There was an amnesty.
Yeah, to just that's literally right.
Can
that's
I have right. my license, please? And that was it.
That did happen. That's yeah. right.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.